From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. That melancholy music is from a movie score, Marvin Hamlisch's music for the 1982 film Sophie's Choice, based on the acclaimed novel by William Styron. The story the movie tells goes far beyond melancholy. And if the film is a vivid emotional experience, the novel is devastating, portraying events so horrific that they're hardly comprehensible. On today's program, we've got a musical version of Sophie's Choice that lives up to the story's overwhelming impact. A searing opera by composer Nicholas Maw, in a production by the Washington National Opera. Sophie's Choice was first performed in London in 2002 and later made its way to Vienna. Placido Domingo, the Washington National Opera's general director, said he didn't hesitate to bring the opera to Washington for its first American production.
The subject called my attention, and I went to see it. And I really was able to appreciate the work. And really the public enjoyed tremendously this very, very modern music.
Along with Nicholas Maw's unique musical idiom, the opera showcases the story of a woman whose choice is one no human being should ever have to make. Still, as with so many operas, Placido Domingo feels there is beauty to be found even in the drama's most desperate moments.
It touches you. It touches you very, very, very much. And it's music that you can feel. It arrives to your soul and to your heart, and you sympathize. Of course, the whole time with the character, with her tragedy.
Coming up from the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in the nation's capital, we'll hear the Washington National Opera's American premiere production of Sophie's Choice by Nicholas Maw, with soprano Angelika Kirchschlager in the title role and led by conductor Maren Alsop. That's on this edition of World of Opera from NPR.